Welcome to the Darrow Podcast, where we're talking about being prolific today. The first thing I want to talk about is the songwriter process. What is the process for most songwriters? What is the process for me as a songwriter? What is the process? Okay, so the first thing I want to say is there is no process. All right? There is no process. Everyone have a different way of really attacking or writing a song or dealing with a song. For some people, it's freestyling. So some people would take their time and they would freestyle out lyrics and then come back and rewrite those lyrics and make it make sense. You know, I found myself doing that with certain songs. Sometimes you record yourself, freestyle it, lock in the melody. Once that melody is locked in, then you come back and rewrite your lyrics to that particular song, you know? So that's definitely one way of dealing with, you know, writing a song. The second way, some people write the song first and actually build the beat and everything after. You know, they may have the beat in their head, but they build it after. And this happens especially when you're dealing with, like, choirs and things like that, where you just want to write the song out first and then you get the piano guy in there and you get the drum and everything and make it work. And even when you're rapping certain songs, sometimes you can listen to it over and over. Like, sometimes I would just plug the earphones in my ears and listen to that song over and over and over again. And while I'm listening to it, I'm mumbling out the freestyle, but I'm still typing out what I'm mumbling into the phone. So that's another technique of writing a song. Now, I'm not even gonna lie, there's some people that just go in the studio, listen to whatever beat, and freestyle whatever come to their head, you know, until they get it right. The problem with this technique is, I think sometimes it could get expensive if you're paying for studio time. And if you're not that good of a freestyler, it may be difficult. I'm not saying that if you already have your lyrics written, you mightn't feel like taking a spontaneous route in the studio, because sometimes the idea may hit you and, you know, you might want to add something in different within the song while you're in the studio and you're hearing it over and over again. But sometimes it's better to have the song already written. Especially if you're trying to save money, if you're trying to save time, it's best to have the song already written. Okay? So this is in a nutshell the songwriter's process. Some people listen, some people freestyle, some people visualize what's happening in the song. So for me, in some cases, I'll visualize what I want to happen in the song. So for Summers, when I wrote Summers, I was actually visualizing this party, this like pool party going on. Alright, so that's where the lyrics for Summers came in. I'm visualizing this pool party happening. Alright, for the song No One Does It Better, I'm thinking about change. I'm thinking about individuals encountering adversity in life. And once I lock in on what the topic was, then I wrote around that. I built around that. Alright, yeah, and you know, with songwriting also, some songs take a much longer time to be written. For me, No One Does It Better was written, it took about 3 days, but Summers was written in like an hour. So it all depends on you, the writer, how you feel. That's going to determine how quickly you get a song completed. All right, so that's in a nutshell the songwriter process, my songwriter process. Like I say, sometimes I will listen, freestyle, record myself freestyling, go back and write over it. Sometimes I would lock in on a certain topic. After I've locked in on a certain topic, then I tackle the beat and write to it. So it all depends on the song. It all depends on what you're trying to get from, you know, the actual project. What do you want your audience to feel when they listen to the project? And so that's important. That's something that every songwriter, that every artist should think of. What do you want your audience to feel? Do you want them to feel pain? Do you want them to feel like, you know, motivated? Do you want them to feel depressed? Do you want them to feel happy? Do you want the mood to be chill? Do you want them to get up and dance? You know, and all that you have to take into your songwriting. So that's it in a nutshell, guys.